A woman tried to have her ex killed.
Okay, so they weren't dating. She just wanted her ex-boyfriend killed.
I think it might have been her ex-husband. Like, she wanted him dead.
Okay.
So, you know, what's the woman to do? You want somebody dead.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do it yourself. Where do you go? She went to this website that's called rentahitman.com. Okay? Here's my favorite thing about it. It's a joke site. It's a dummy trap that the cops monitor. And lo and behold, a dummy fell in.
Felony charges after allegedly trying to hire a hitman to kill her ex-husband. Prosecutors say 51-year-old Wendy Wine contacted the humor site rentahitman.com and specified her ex-husband as the target. The owner of the site contacted state police, who set up an undercover sting in South Rockwood. She allegedly offered $5,000 to an undercover state trooper to kill her ex. She was arrested on charges of solicitation of murder and using a computer to commit.
Can you imagine going to rentahitman.com? Like, that's so stupid. Do you really think that's where hitmen are? Like, they're on a website. Like, it's a dating site.
Hold on. I'm going to see if Buy a Hitman is available.
Buy a Hitman.
Why would you have a rent a hitman? You said buy a hitman.
Well, you don't want to own him. I mean, unless you want him on your payroll. You don't want to own the guy.
It's available.
Oh, my God. Not anymore. You just bought buyahitman.com, didn't you?
Yeah. Why would you want to rent a hitman? Just buy a hitman.
No, because it's like a hotel room. You know, if you want to have sex for an hour, you don't want the hotel room for the whole night. You just want to, like, rent it by the hour.
I'm trying to start my new business, and you're ex-nay.
Yeah, you know, buy a hitman, because rental, you don't know where he's been if you buy it.
Right. See, now I got to get a logo. It's a whole thing now. I'm buying this website. It's my new business. You know what? If you go on to buyahitman.com, I will not turn you into the police.
And here's the sad thing. I mean, can you imagine the ex-husband finding out? I don't know what's worse, the fact that your ex-wife tried to have you killed, or that she thinks you're only worth $5,000?
I thought that was a lot of money. I actually went, wow, $5,000? That's a good hit. I'm thinking you can get it a lot cheaper. But yeah, what do you say to her now? Do you go to court and say, no, you got to lock her up. She can't get out. She wants me dead.
Oh, no, she'll definitely get locked up. Like, she'll be in trouble for this. Attempted murder and all the, you heard what the reporter said about all of the charges against her. But the stupidity, like the fact that we don't have a stupidity charge for people that commit dumb crimes. Mm-hmm. There should be like an extra fee attached.
Well, I wonder if she Googled it. If you Google, does it come up?
I wouldn't Google that if I were you, because if anything happens to anybody in your family, you're the first person they're looking at.
I know they're going to grab your computer, but she had to look it up, so she must Googled it. You're just not going to come up with rentahitman.com and just go directly there. You'd have to search it.
Why would you outsource that? Like, wouldn't you want the pleasure of doing it yourself?
No, because you have to have an alibi. And it's kind of like Airbnb. You find somebody that you like,
right,
and has good reviews, and that's the one that you rent.
Yeah, but the problem is, then he knows. You know what I mean? If you're going to do something like that, you can't have a second person know. It has to be just you and the victim, and nobody else could know.
See, you watch too many ID channels. I watch.
Do you watch all those?
I watch all the mob movies. So I'm thinking $5,000.
Oh,
so
with the mob movies,
deal.
You can trust. If you pay a guy, you're also paying for his silence.
Yeah, you can't talk. What are you talking about? No.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why snitches get stitches. So no, you can't snitch on anybody. You can't do
no,
it.
No, my philosophy is never leave a witness.
You want to hire somebody to kill your ex-husband, then kill himself afterwards.
Exactly.
That's going to be more than $5,000.
Exactly. It's like, kill my ex-husband, and then how much to kill yourself?
Right. And then go into a parking lot and off yourself, I'll pay you $10,000.
No, that's why you can't outsource these things, is what I'm saying. You just got to do it yourself. You got to man up or woman up and just do it yourself.
No, you can do it yourself, but you can't, like, hire your brother-in-law. You can't do that, because you got to see him at Thanksgiving.
One day, the brother-in-law comes to you and is like, you're going to need to start paying me like a vig. Like, I'm going to need an extra $5,000 a month from you, or else I'm telling.
Right, but he did it, so he can't really narc on you, because he's the one that did it. You can just go, okay, well, I paid you, but you did it.
See, this is complicated. That's why I say never, never leave a witness.